A new report says that Utah would benefit from Medicaid expansion. Protests continue over Utah's poor air quality, and Dixie State College is on its way to becoming a university. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, February 14th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. A new report shows that Utah's economy would benefit from an expansion of Medicaid, creating thousands of jobs and millions of dollars of economic activity. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
The report comes from the national nonprofit organization Families USA and Utah Health Policy Project. UHPP Director Judy Hillman says an expansion of Medicaid will allow millions of federal dollars to flow into Utah, stimulating the state's economy.
Those are dollars spent in the healthcare sector, in most cases supporting or in some cases creating jobs. People paid in those jobs go out and they spend money. And what you have is a multiplier effect where all of that economic activity that's generated from those jobs in turn brings revenue back to the state in the form of tax revenue.
The report estimates spending related to a Medicaid expansion in 1 year would create 5,900 new jobs, generating $670 million in additional economic activity. While state lawmakers consider the costs of a Medicaid expansion, Hillman says it's important to consider the economic benefits. A state-commissioned cost-benefit analysis of a Medicaid expansion is expected early next week. State lawmakers have held off on debating this subject until that study is released. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
A group of about 40 clean air advocates once again gathered in Governor Gary Herbert's office to demand policy change. Protesters carried signs, sang songs, and gave speeches about what the development of Utah's tar sands and other non-renewable sources of energy will mean for Utah's air quality. Mark Thomas from the newly formed group Mormons for Environmental Stewardship says he is participating because, as a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he sees it as a religious duty to be a steward of the earth.
And so I come here out of moral obligation to protect what I consider holy, and that is the life of my children, the life of my neighbors, my own right to breathe, which is more fundamental than the right to pollute.
The organization Utah Tar Sands Resistance also participated in the rally. It is the third time since the beginning of the year that a clean air demonstration has been held at the state capitol. So far this winter, there have been 22 red air days along the Wasatch Front compared to only a handful last winter.
Dixie State College is now one signature away from officially becoming Dixie State University after receiving approval from the Utah State Legislature.
It wasn't without objection, but the bill that will officially change Dixie State College into a university passed easily through both the Utah House and Senate. The only votes against the bill came from six members of the House, and all of them are Democrats. Many believed that keeping the name Dixie still ties the school to symbols of the Confederate South. Representative Angela Romero of Salt Lake City says she voted against it because she feels it's a missed opportunity to move away from a misunderstood term.
I applaud school officials for taking a positive first step by removing the statue of the Confederate soldiers from campus. The college name and status change presents us with another opportunity to move forward, and it's unfortunate that it wasn't explored further.
Republican Representative Don Ipson of St. George argued that this is what the people of Washington County want. He then invited those against the name to come experience what Dixie means to him for themselves.
I can tell you that no one who lives there that's worked to make this happen has any thought of discrimination or bigotry or any such thing.
Governor Gary Herbert is expected to sign the bill in St. George this Saturday. The school status change will go into effect immediately.
Jared and Christy Fry have given up their court battle over the adoption of a child who was returned to her natural father last month. They had adopted Talia when she was born. Her mother gave her up, but her father says he didn't know about the adoption until it was over. Terry Achan challenged the adoption, and Utah courts ruled in his favor. The Fries gave up custody of Talia, who's now 2 years old, after the Utah Supreme Court refused to stay a lower court's order. The Salt Lake Tribune reports one of two men suspected in the murders of three people at a home in Midville on Tuesday has been arrested. Unified Police Lieutenant Justin Hoyle says David Fresquez was picked up last night around 9 p.m. Hoyle says Fresquez gave police a false name after the stolen pickup truck he was driving collided with a parked car in South Salt Lake. They've been searching for him since the bodies of Omar Jarman, Shantae Nicole Young, and Danielle Beatrice Lucero were found in a rented home in Midvale. Police say Fresquez has gang ties and a significant criminal history.
And for the last 3 months of 2012, West Valley Animal Services was able to save more than 90% of the animals that came through its shelter. That meets the no-kill goal set out in an agreement with Best Friends Animal Society last year. Animal Services Director Kelly Davis says they achieved the goal in part by allowing Best Friends to release some feral cats back into the community after they've been spayed or neutered.
Over time, those colonies of feral cats will eventually die off and go away. And plus, they won't be reproducing again.
Davis says Best Friends provides money and staff support to help achieve the goal of a no-kill shelter. Some animals are still euthanized, but only those who are too sick or too aggressive to be adopted.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, February 14th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett, wishing you and your loved ones a happy Valentine's Day.